Hello, everyone. This is David Hayward for The Lasting Supper, and today we're listening to another Meet a Member podcast, and we're talking with Jenny Lowry.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you laughing?
Well, just because I'm so retarded at this stuff.
It's all right. It's easy. We're going now. Everything's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, like the cat pooping everywhere. It's just weird stuff is happening.
Uh-huh. Well, it isn't all that weird for a cat to poop everywhere, is it?
Well, she's never done it before.
Oh, okay. Weird for her.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, our dog died in November, and our kids are trying to get us to get another pet, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, how are you doing? Besides poopy cat.
Right? I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm more nervous about this than I thought I would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You're so outspoken on The Lasting Supper on Facebook.
Well.
You're kind of out there.
I'm kind of what?
Out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean just on a keyboard, but not with your voice? Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I've never done anything like this, especially over Skype.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's
yeah.
Nothing to be afraid of. I mean, we're just having a conversation. It's not a test. It's not an audition. It's just us having a conversation, getting to know each other.
Cool.
So we've been friends on The Lasting Supper for quite a long time. You've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Over a year, maybe over 2 years.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah. You're right.
Quite a long time. And this is the first time we've spoken.
So. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find The Lasting Supper? Do you remember?
I think it was just commenting on your cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a hiatus from church.
Right.
And
what was that chuckle for?
Well, I don't know.
There's a story behind that, obviously.
Right, yeah. Yeah, my shaved head story.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Jeez, what's the big deal?
It was a big deal.
I know it was a big deal, but are shaved heads a no-no where you are?
I think it was just the reaction of, you know, conservative church people. It's a pretty violent act, especially when your best friends don't understand why you did it.
I don't know if it's a violent act if you cut your own hair. It's not violent. You mean radical.
Right. Yeah. It's aggressive. I mean, people are sitting there trying to figure out why you did it.
Yeah. That's their problem.
Yes, it is.
No, it's true. People wonder every day why I'm doing what I'm doing, but that's life. You've got an audience. If you live out loud at all.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you took a hiatus from church. You found that experience kind of a turnoff.
Well, it wasn't just that even. It was every Sunday in church, the manipulation and the tithing thing, and I don't know, people daring each other to be super Christians, and just the masks and falseness.
Yeah. I'd imagine you seem to be very, you seem like a very unique person, and you don't fit into any kind of categories. You're kind of very You have a lot of variety happening inside of you.
Right.
Right. And, you know, makes you interesting, but it doesn't help you if you want to blend.
Right.
Right.
And a lot of my beliefs, I don't really fit into mainstream Christianity, mm-hmm. or people that don't believe that Jesus is real. So I'm somewhere on this line.
Right.
And yeah.
So you believe Jesus is real, but you don't have a good relationship with organized Christianity and the church and all that.
Right.
Or theology even.
Right.
Yeah. You have your own thing going on.
Yeah.
That's fine. We all do, actually. Right?
Yeah. I think it can be beautiful to see different sides of how people respond or receive God. Uh-huh.
Well, it is. Have you heard of, for some reason, make me think of this, Jean Vanier. Have you heard of Jean Vanier?
No.
He's an elderly man who, is he still living? I think he is still living, but he's a Canadian governor, and but he decided to leave everything and start what is called the L'Arche communities, which are communities for severely disabled people, mentally included, and they're all around the world. But he's a very, Jean Vanier, his writings are very rich, and he talks about the spiritual validity of each and every person, no matter where they are on the spectrum, and how it contributes to a very beautiful, beautiful world. And rather than having a huge field of, you know, yellow tulips, you've got a huge field of multiple colors of multiple flowers. So
right.
I don't know, for some reason I thought of that when you were talking.
That's neat. Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, I think God loves variety. There's so many different kinds of all sorts of species and mm-hmm. textures and sounds. And...
Yep. So a little bit about yourself. You're a mom.
Yeah.
And you're a wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I have my son will be 15.
Oh, wow.
And my daughter's 9. Mm-hmm. And lately I've been really slow at my work at the salon. So I'm almost a stay-at-home mom, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's kind of hard. I think it's lonely.
Yeah. Yep, I know all about it. I work from home, too.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're married?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's all you're going to say.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing, nothing. I don't want you to say anything. Just say whatever you want to say.
Oh, yeah. I've been married for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a biblical number.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, they are all. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering if the expiration date is coming up soon.
funny way to put it. Yeah, so you're living in Nevada.
Yes.
Reno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
born.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Born and raised there. Are your parents still around?
My dad lives here. My mm-hmm. mom's a traveling nurse, and she never stays in one place for more than 8 weeks.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
So you grew up in an interesting home. One parent was one parent was Christian and one was Hindu, is that right?
No, actually they're both Hindu.
Oh, they're both Hindu.
My mom is now a Christian. Mm-hmm. She met Jesus after I did shortly. But yeah, I was raised with, it's like a westernized Hinduism. Mm-hmm. It's self-realization fellowship.
It's what? Self what?
Self-Realization Fellowship.
Oh, okay.
And my dad worships Paramahansa Yogananda, which is, he's a guru.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So are there meetings around there where you guys live?
Yeah, there's a church here that he goes to.
They call it a church? Or a temple?
Sure. I don't know. Oh.
Okay, come on now. You got to get real. Start telling us about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, though.
What was the last profound realization that you had?
Last profound realization that I had. Mm-hmm. Well, God speaks to me in like pictures and songs and movies and dreams. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, lately. Okay, there was a period of time where I felt like I couldn't hear God or notice or experience him or her in any way. And I felt like a child going through separation anxiety.
Right.
And I didn't have theology for that. I, you know, mm-hmm. I was taught God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, even if you go to hell, I'm there.
Yeah.
And so then you start doing the religious, well, it's my fault. I'm in sin. I'm not praying enough. I'm not doing this enough. But I feel like, I don't know, instead of me becoming more animated or aggressive in my searching, I'm just kind of settling down, mm-hmm. quieting myself a little bit more.
Right.
And I feel like, okay, so I did hear, oh, I sound crazy, don't I? Okay.
Nope.
So God said, you know, what if we didn't speak the same language? How would we communicate? Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. Like facial expression? I'm not sure. But then that day, the movie, The Mission, came in Netflix, and I watched it, and this missionary goes to a place where they don't speak the same language. And
great movie.
Yeah. And that was the same day. And I felt like that was kind of an answer to the riddle, is through song and just the way that you live instead of words.
Right.
And
yeah, we can learn through all kinds of medium. That's right. All kinds of media, I should say.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's a lot more subtle and mm-hmm. kind of scary to me without having something that seems more concrete.
Right, right. Yeah. Are there people in your area that you identify with or relate to or that you can talk about these things with?
Funny, actually, I was on the phone with the lady that I had trouble with when I shaved my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. We're still friends. Mm-hmm. And she's one of the few people that I can throw out some of my more controversial ideas. Mm-hmm. And we can just bat it around together. The people I attend the house church with, they're all pretty conservative. Mm-hmm. Not that being older makes you conservative, but a lot of them are like in their 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And the way they were taught church was so specific, maybe.
Right.
So I never know if I'm getting close to that line of offensive where people just shut their ears and can't hear you anymore.
But that hasn't happened yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They allowed me to teach and I was nervous about that, but it went really well. And I asked a lot of questions. And a lot of the questions I was asking, I was sincerely asking them, like, I don't know the answer. What do you think?
Right.
And so it became more of a conversation, like a round table.
Cool.
Experience. Yeah, I loved it. Like, I really think that's beneficial for community and
excuse me,
where it's not just one person that has all this pressure to bring some profound life-changing message every week.
Yeah, totally. I used to do that when I was pastoring a church, the last one here. My sermons were no longer sermons because they weren't monologues anymore. They were totally discussion. Mm-hmm. And even our leadership meetings, we called them open round tables where anybody could come, and it was a circle. Anybody could join it and anybody could say anything. And man, they were very dynamic and I loved it.
That's great. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand why some people want so badly to have a hierarchy.
Yeah, well, that's the popular way to do things, and it's easier to control people and outcomes as well when you have the hierarchy and all that. I mean, I've seen, and you have too, maybe, churches or groups where there is a hierarchy, but it's done well, or, you know, it somehow functions and gets the job done. But most of the time, my experience and my observations are that it becomes heavy-handed and controlling.
Right. Well, yeah, I think if it's based on respect and you're using your own will and your choice to divert to someone else, mm-hmm. their ideas, then that's healthy.
Yeah.
But if someone's trying to take authority over you, that's actually what I asked my friend yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in the Trinity. I believe that there are three personalities somehow in complete relationship.
Okay.
And I asked her if she ever thought they disagreed. because Jesus said, not my will, but yours, Father. So there was a different something going on there. He had a different idea or a different need or want that didn't agree with the Father.
Good point.
Well, you know, she's like, that was his flash. That's, you know, we're getting into heretics now, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the beautiful thing about TLS is that people don't agree, but there's still mutual respect and mutual love. And so many churches are just cutting off relationship because they don't agree.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because you'll end up with the church of one if you keep going.
Right.
Yeah. Because we are all different. I thoroughly believe we all think different things. No two people think alike. And we only pretend to be, to keep the machine going or, you know, keep things functioning and running smoothly. But that's why I appreciate communities or places where people can be, you know, think differently and still respect one another, even if you don't agree.
Yeah. I don't understand why you could put rules or ideas or theories above someone that you love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a mystery, but it's done all the time. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've said this to you before on the Lasting Supper Facebook, but you have this interesting kind of, what did I say? I think I said you were a Hindu trapped in a Christian body or something like that. Right, yeah. Because Hindu religion is very rich. Like, it has tons of layers and many expressions and tons of gods, right? Yeah. And right. Saints, prophets, whatever you want to call them. So But then you have this, on the other hand, you have this kind of, well, like you say, you believe in the, you believe in Jesus and the Trinity and, you know, all these things, and yet you don't subscribe to the politics of the church. So, yeah, I think that's really, really cool. Very interesting. And, yeah, I like the way you express it too, because it comes across as something that we've never read before, which is cool.
Cool.
Right? Kind of yeah. Eye-opening.
I'm so grateful that I wasn't raised in the Christian church. Mm-hmm. I do think it's extremely valuable that I was able to kind of see the world through, you know, the Hindu's perspective and value the beauty in it and kind of the mystic way mm-hmm. of thinking. I mean, I don't think that Christians were so stuffy before. I mean, the Jesus that I know is a lunatic, and he's not a prude. He's obnoxiously mischievous sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that doesn't fit with what you're seeing promoted.
No. I mean, I've seen him kind of not make fun of people, but just goof off during communion mm-hmm. when everybody else is so serious about it. You know, like, this is the blood and body broken for you. And I felt like he's like pretending like he's cutting his jugular and he's like, yeah, come drink my blood. You know, I mean, it's just...
You do a good vampire.
Yeah. he's so much more fun to me than I see some people represent him. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't see that side of him because, you know, everybody sees different ideas like that Hindu proverb about the four blind men who are feeling different parts of an elephant.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think your views about Jesus has developed because you were free from, you know, growing up in the church and being taught a certain way?
Absolutely. mm-hmm. Because I didn't know certain things were considered wrong.
Right.
And I think that's a big deal for enjoying freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even say that we can sin, quote unquote, for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I alluded to when I taught the people at church, and I didn't know how they were going to take it.
Yeah.
But well, I used Bible verses, so they were okay.
Yeah, we'll see. That's cool, though. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's cool.
Well, if your mind isn't closed off to something being possible or the goodness in it, like, I think fear is a big factor in people thinking, well, this can't be done and still be walking with God.
Yeah. No, I believe that too. Fear. Yeah. Last year, I read Steve Jobs' official autobiography, and I learned in there that he read ever since he took his trip to India as a young man, he read biography of a yogi every year.
Oh, yeah.
And so I picked it up last year, and I read it. Man, that's weird stuff.
Well, there's weird stuff in the Bible.
No, I know. I know. I know.
It's funny because so many people are like, well, that couldn't happen. That's, you know, those miracles are too far out there. And I'm like, really? People were transported in the Bible.
Yeah.
Or translated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have, you know, the Bhagavad Gita and autobiography of a yogi and I don't even know.
Yeah, that's weird stuff. But you know, like you say, the thing that's weird though is that with the Bible, people can say, well, that was, you know, a long time ago and an ancient mindset or whatever. But a biography of a yogi, that's pretty recent history.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's any more weird. I mean, like, I live in Utah.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Having my mom that identified as a Hindu. And, you know, we're white people.
Yeah.
And they would ask your religion before they'd ask your name.
Yeah.
And they thought we were joking, like, you're not Hindu. yeah. But, and there were parts in their belief system that I found totally crazy.
Right.
But, you know, who's to say what I believe isn't totally bonkers?
No, that's true. Yep. Absolutely true. Well, listen, Jenny, our time's up.
Okay.
We try to keep it around 20 minutes, but we went longer because we started talking about weird Hindu stuff.
Uh-oh.
And Christian stuff. No, it's fascinating. Fascinating. And it's, you know, we're all, everybody's a blend of all kinds of ingredients. And, you know, I've always found yours really kind of interesting and intriguing, the mixture of, you know, Christianity with Hinduism and then your own stuff, right? So
crazy ideas.
Yeah. I mean, we all have crazy ideas, but so your kids are at school.
Yes.
Yeah. You say with a sigh of relief.
Well, it's easier to clean up all these little piles of poop.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. I'm glad I'm not there to help you. So, and the thing about the expiry date on your marriage, we'll have to hear more about that when you're ready and willing to talk about it, but. I'm sure you'll bring it up.
I'm sure
you'll bring it up. You'll have something to say.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nice talking to you.
It's good to talk to you, David.
You feel better now? You're not all nervous? You're relaxed?
Yeah.
Good.
Funny.
Yeah. It is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are you teaching at that Bible study again?
Yeah, they did ask me to teach again, but not, I don't know, they haven't.
Okay, no date.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have fun with that. And I'll get this up on the Lasting Supper later today where you can listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Nice to talk to you.
You too, David.
Okay. See you there.
Bye.
Bye. And that was delightful Jenny Lowry. If you want to be interviewed for a Meet a Member podcast, just let me know and we'll get you on here. It's really easy. As you can see, it's just a conversation and it gives the other members a chance to get to know you a little better. So thanks very much for listening and we'll talk to you next time. See you on the Lasting Supper. Bye.